speak about this Chaim Shel Torah, the Chiyus from Liban HaTorah. It's not always shayach that a Jew consistently feels that he has a Chiyus from Torah. There's ups and downs. Not always is a person on the dark of David HaMelech. The other tzaddikim that no matter what, they can find a Chiyus from Liban HaTorah. So I want to be very bekitzer, because we still need a minute for Meir here. Belzerov of Arla, he said about Chedesh Alo that even if a person can't find a way to give himself a chiyus in Chedesh Alo, he should do whatever it takes, afilu ayidei nigan, even by singing a nigan, to awaken his spirit. We know Alpi Teres Chassidus that a nigan is not a small zach. Kedushas Levi said, and it says in the Zayah Kaddish that the Heichal HaNagina is right next to the Heichal HaTshuva. And that's why when a person hears a Nigan, it awakens him to the Tshuva. But I says the Kedushas Levi, that the Heichal HaNagina is not next to the Heichal HaTshuva. The Heichal HaNagina is the Heichal HaTshuva. We see how there's a whole Chochmas HaNagina. And Nagina by Tishin, Shabbos Kodesh. What would be a Yiddish guy without a Nigan? What do we see? We know that the Siach Sarfei Kodesh of the Tzaddikim is so deep. And if a Malach Elokim like Avraham Lavelzer says, Afilo Ayidei Nigan, in my book it wouldn't have been Afilo Ayidei Nigan. So says the tzaddik, afilu ayidei nigan. It's called an afilu. But perhaps we see this yisaid, what we do throughout Chodesh Elul, that we're not going to blow the shofar throughout the entire month. The inyan of the shofar during this tkufa of Chodesh Elul is that Elul is considered to be the rock bottom, the pit of the year. The year begins with Tishrei, and Tishrei, a Jew, is on a high. But after the Chadashim of Tammuz and Av, that a person takes a beating, so he falls into a pit. He finds himself in Chodesh Elul, in the lowest place. And for this we blow shofar. We blow shofar to give a chiyus from the Jew, whether we're always in that bar, or sometimes we fall into that bar. To be machai ourselves, and the shiur of Torah doesn't speak to us, that the shiur of a nigan should speak to us. That a nigan has a way of going into very low places. Lani Estaiti, this is Marum, is in the Mishnah in the third parak of Rosh Hashanah. That the Mishnah says, Hatayke'a l'teich bar. That if you blow a shofar into a bar, so the Mishnah says, "In kol shofar shama, if he hears the voice of the shofar, yatsa, he's yotzi the mitzvah." But it's a very interesting thing. What type of a dugma is this? Who's blowing into a pit? Somebody falls into a pit, and he needs to be mekayem the mitzvah shofar. So you blow into a pit, hatakei l'teich bar. But it means for us, Rabbi Isaac, that if a Jew is in a pit and he hears the tkiyah shofar, yatsa doesn't mean he's yotzi the mitzvah. He's yotzi miteich bar, comes out of the bar. And the Mishnah continues and says, Mishahaya acharei Beis HaKnesses, the person who is passing by behind the Beis Knesses. And Vishama Kol Shofar Yatzah, what's he doing behind the Beis Knesses? It's referring to those Jews. They have a hard time coming into Shul. In fact, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that a person who davens behind the Shul, the Gemara speaks very harsh words about a person who davens behind the Shul. It says that Elyon Navi came and he killed somebody who was davening behind the Shul. Behind the Shul means that you have no place in the Shul. That you're not margish the tefillah l'kel chayai. You're amongst those who are acharei beis haknesses. Im kshama kol shofar yat. Perhaps this is what we say every single day in davening. We wake up in the morning and we find ourselves in a very low place. Pinchas Karetzer says that if you find it difficult when you wake up in the morning to daven, don't be so hard on yourself. Because you have no moichin yet. How could you expect yourself to have a ratzon to daven just by waking up in the morning? You have to motivate yourself to do pa'ulos, to awaken that ratzon to want to daven. So we find ourselves in the beginning of davening in a very low place. And that's why perhaps we begin, we say, Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis Adavid. One of the things that we say in that capital, in the very beginning of davening, in the Olam HaSiya, in the lowest part of davening, we say, Chisani Miyardivar. You awakened me from the Yardibar. You gave me a chias when I was amongst the Yardibar. How? Zarmu Lashem Chasidah. Shtickle Zamer. Shira and a Nigin. Gives a chias for Nayid. Gives a chias to a Jew. And that's how David HaMelech begins that capital with Mizmor Shir. Chanukah Sabayis Adavid. Mizmor Shir. I have to qualify that statement a little bit. Because the Mishnah says, we quoted before, Im kol shayfer shama yatsa. If he hears the voice of a shayfer, he's yotze. Im kol havara shama, but if he hears just an echo of the shayfer, lo yatsa. And for our intents and purposes, there's different types of music. There's a type of a music which is called shama kol shayfer, then you yotze. But not all Jewish music is shama kol shayfer. It's like called the havara, kol havara. Sounds like Jewish music. It's not exactly Jewish music. Can't expect that every single Jewish song is going to take a Jew out of the bore of his life. But we're makbid always in these settings to sing mamish nigunim, which come from the tzaddikim, from the circle of the tzaddikim, that those nigunim are bachinas kol shofar, to awaken us, to bring out hergeishim de kedusha. That the kol shofar is supposed to do. Uru yishena mishin askan. Take a Jew out of his spiritual slumber. There has to be a type of a shofar that has a spiritual call that a person feels like he has an awakening when he hears it. I think this is the inyan of the blowing of the shofar during this tkuf of Elo, that when a Jew finds himself in that bor after Tammuz and Av, the call of the shofar is a kol shira. Like we say in davening, Haladuhu b'seka shofar. Sing to him with a kol shofar. Haladuhu b'nevel v'chinor, like all the other instruments. Like a navel and a chinor. But there's an added remez here. We say in the capital, which we say on the Shir Shol Yoyim for Yom HaChemishi, we say, Tiku b'chay de shofar. B'kesem chagim. Tiku b'chay de shofar is a remez to blowing the shofar in the month of Elul. The whole month of Elul, you should blow the shofar. But the words before that we say are Kinor Noim Im Novel. Kinor Noim means like a beautiful Kinor Noim, a very sweet melody on the Kinor. Im Novel. Now, Novel is an instrument. But the word Novel also is in a veil, which is a corpse, which is a mace. And the remez here is Kinor Noim Im Novel. That when there's a Kinor Noim, when there's a beautiful nigin, it's im novel, that gave be machayim esim. Like we find by Kriyas Yamsev, Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael had experienced the Misa, and they heard the kol shir of the malachim, they had a tchiyas ha-mesim. That when the shir is a shir of malachim, that when it's a real kol shofar, a Jew can experience a tchiyas ha-mesim, then we know that Klal Yisrael, one of the reasons Rav Sadia Gaon says that we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah is a remis of Tchiyas HaMeisim, that the kol shira, the kol shofar, has a koyach in Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's called Kino Noim Im Novel. Tika b'chay de shofar. Ha'aluhu b'sik ha-shofar, ha'aluhu b'neva v'china. But the kol shofar is what's called ha'aluhu b'neva v'china. The Torah tells us in Parshas Nitzavim that Hashem tells Moshe, "Hin chashechim aveisecha," that you're going to die. "Vekam ma'am azev izana," that this nation will get up and they'll do znas, of Yozavani, the Hefer is Brisi, and Hashem goes on and on. Matsu Rous Rabbis Vitzarois Vanoichi has to ask upon him again. Kipana Lelihim Acherim. What does Hashem say after all this? After all the Hester Panim and all the veering from the Derech HaTorah, what does Hashem say? Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashir azos. Of course, Shira here is referring to a Sefer Torah. Because be'ikar, a Jew's chiyas and a matzav of Hester Panim should be from the Torah. So why does the Torah refer to it as a Shira? Why is Torah called a Shira? If not to teach us that if sometimes if a Jew doesn't find that the Torah is his Shira, then he should make his Shira a Shira. That from a nigan he can have a tremendous chiyas. That despite all the hester upon him, through that shira, you can have a tchiyas amesim in his life. And in fact, the Gemara brings down in one of the makaris of tchiyas amesim in a Torah is from these psukim, because the Torah says hincha shechiv maveisecha v'kam. That word v'kam, the Gemara says, it's one of the psukim in Torah which is not clear whether the word v'kam is going on the latter part of the pasuk or the beginning part of the pasuk. If it's going on the beginning part of the pasuk, hincha shechiv maveisecha v'kam, that you're going to lie down, mayishavina v'kam, you're going to have tchiyas amesim. That in this sugi here of ve'ata kisvu lachem as hashir azayis, which Chazal say ve'ata ein ve'ata elo lashon tshuva. Ve'ata, what is tshuva? Kisvu lachem as hashir azayis. That the Jew should do whatever he can during this tkufa, afidu ayidei nigan, to be machai himself, to bring himself to tshuva. But the coming together and singing in Igunim and sharing the Vitayr, it's really Hainu Hach. Each one is Bechlal Kisvu Lachem as Hashir Azayis. And a Jew should do whatever he can during this time of year, that if he finds himself, he finds himself at times that he's in this bore of his life, that he should see the Shofar which we blow during the end of Shachar, it says, it's Hashir. Adu B'Sek HaShofar. They should go with the nigan, like Rabbi Nachman says, that a Jew should always go with the nigan to be machai himself. Machai himself to be a nigan. But a heilige nigan. A nigan which brings out hergeshim de kedusha within each and every one of us. As I was thinking that, you know, the halacha is that the shayfar is blown shalosh al shalosh shalosh. There's skia, shvarim, and a tshuva, and we blow them three times, malchit, tzichonos, and shofros. Threes are wild when it comes to the inyan of the shayfar. Perhaps that when you take the gimel, this gimel of the shayfar, which is shalosh al shalosh shalosh, and you took here the seicha bor, you turn the word bor into gibor. You turn bor into gibor. I guess it's appropriate on gimel elul to say such a tayr. Now it's really David elul, but gimel into the bor of elul is like gibor. Do le do yeshavach masecha, yeshavach masecha. And it becomes gvur. The person needs tremendous strength during this time of year, of which the Arizal says that the Yom Ha'Raim correspond to the sphere of gvur. Sphere of gvur. The shofar is an inyan of gvuros. From takas gvuros. Because the shira has the whole inyan of shira and the shira salavim is all inyan of takas gvuros. The third person goes from being a bor into a gibor. Shbach should help us that coming together and singing the gunim and sharing the Vitara together, we should be Zeicha. To be Mamala Kala Chesroinis, all those Bairis and all the Havdi the Garmi, all the Hevel in the Bar, which is Mimesos, which tries to kill us, should be wiped away with the Hevel of the Shofar. He has Kamanas of Hevel when it comes to the Shofar. That although this world in front of us is Hakol Hevel, Hakol Hevel, that the Kol Shofar and the Hevel of the Shofar has a way of sweetening and making us such a beautiful life that a Jew can live in this world, we should be Zeicha. In the skufa through the kol hashayfar, that it should be a shira dika life, a leba dika life, of a nugan dika life, a halu b'sik hashayfar, a tzuka b'chad hashayfar, to be zeicha, to a psib b'chasim ha-teva, and a shnas gul of Yeshua, a shnas chayim Yeshua, a chol Yisrael, zeicha, to hear that kol hashayfar, of tchiyas ha-meisim, maybe it's great, I'll tzedek, me here, amen.